The pack still rolling, and I know he's still feeling good. And we're coming up onto a bye week, so I got a lot of questions about this. We are joined by Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. How you doing, bud?
Hey there, 8-2. You know, where was this over the last 3 years?
That's what I'm saying. Do you think it's because of that new coach, that handsome LaFleur guy?
You know, I don't know if it's the addition of LaFleur or if it's the subtraction of McCarthy. But hey, either way, I'll take it.
Yeah, maybe losing McCarthy was addition by subtraction. So
a little
now,
bit of both.
So the Packers are coming up into a bye week here, which. It's a sad time in Wisconsin. There's other football on, but is it really? Like, what do you do during a bye week when there's no Packers to watch?
You know, well, of course, I'll keep in and I'll check out the Badgers. You gotta make sure that, you know, Bucky's doing all right every week.
True.
You know, I eat a lot over the year, so I do a little bit of a detox, try to slim down over the bye week.
Oh, well, fasting.
Do a strict diet of just Miller Lite and beef jerky, you know? real easy. It flushes you out real quick, you know. But since I'm not getting my usual carbs, I get a little cranky over the week. So usually, you know, towards the end of the week, I'll try to watch something funny, watch a comedy or something. Usually I'll watch the Bears game, you know, that week that the Packers aren't playing, get a good chuckle in.
Yeah, a lot of good laughs watching the Bears. And, you know, around here, for I don't know what the deal is, but there's a lot of Bears fans in Cheesehead country. And beginning of the season, man, they were talking a lot of smack. And it's been pretty quiet since then.
That's right. You know, I mean, I don't know. I understand they had high hopes. You know, he had a great defense coming in, you know. He got some good wide receivers. You know, they finally had a kicker this year who knew how to, you know, knew that you had to kick it between the uprights. They had a lot of things going for them. But the one thing the Bears forgot is they haven't had a good quarterback for, about 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
the
Bears.
Well, they kind of ran into a problem there.
Yeah, I think the Bears just forgot that they were the Bears. I think is really what it is. You know,
birds fly, fish swim, Bears suck. I think that, you know, it's
those,
just neat.
Those are definite words to live by. So now, when the Packers are back, they just got flexed to Sunday night against the San Francisco 49ers, who I was rooting for them to beat the Seahawks because I wanted them to get that first loss against the Packers. How do we feel about this powerhouse team they've got?
Well, you know, that's a tough team, and that's going to be a big game because you definitely don't want to have to play at San Francisco when you come back to the playoffs. So, you know, the Packers really need to hunker down. This is the latest bye week that the Packers have had since 1990, but, you know, getting an extra week to prep for San Fran, you couldn't ask for much more than that.
I mean, do we have something in our corner since, like, the state of Wisconsin's known for cheese and San Francisco's known for rice? Does that help us out a little bit?
I mean, you know, hey, I cheese and rice, that's kind of what I feed my dog. But, they say happy cows come from California. So it'll be nice to go and correct those guys in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Do we have a prediction? Do we have a score prediction for this game?
Oh, man, it's going to be tight. It's a couple great defenses going up against each other here. I'm going to say 20-17 Green Bay.
Okay, I like it. Make your bets now. Thank you so much, Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan, and we'll talk to you after that game, hopefully with a smile on your face.
Yeah, that sounds good, Jackson. You take care.